Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal.
Well, good morning. I see we have a third caller. I will get to you in a little bit. We have two callers who've been waiting patiently for the show to start. And another caller just called in. So, Elisa, have you got something you'd like to say before we start doing readings?
Yes. There's been a huge transformation of excitement around the energy. And I am getting the message that we are elevating within ourselves to a Christ consciousness level. And it's more about clarity and peace. So it's about being in above the ego. That's what I'm seeing. And
that's hard.
I just see a lot of good coming, and it's about people releasing the reaction and standing more in their truth and their happiness and their soul knowing. That's what I see happening. So
wow. It's
good. I feel good coming. It's just that it's hard to give direction for people who are still stuck in the fear of the ego and the unknown. The unknown is very scary sometimes because we don't always know where we're going. But when we do figure out that we're to step back from that emotional response and more in a truthful stance of the self and the knowing, it just empowers everything around us, and it's teaching people how to get into that space and step into that space and live from that space. So I'm just excited. I just feel so much good coming. Anyways, we can take some callers if you'd like to open the line.
I was going to ask you, you know, you said that we have to rise above the ego. How do we do that? That's hard.
It is very hard. It's even hard for me, and I know how to do it. So there's this, okay, so when we think of being a child, okay, we're really not so much connected to the ego. When you think of a child's energy, of a young, you know, innocent child, just being in that I am of the play and waking up every day, just wanting to go outside and play or do whatever they want to do in that moment, that's the spiritual energy of our being. When we are in an ego-based connection, feel more of we have to control things or the outcomes of things or plan our day, do what we want to do in being controlled or controlling, reacting, exchanging in reaction. So it's more about stepping back into that energy of the purity of the soul, being more in the child energy of not reacting, but still kind of, you know, how children speak their mind or they speak up. And sometimes it's, you know, it can be a little bit abrasive, but it's not meant to be hurtful. It's just that they're speaking the truth from their soul. And we can still speak up in our truth of our soul, but not to impose that upon other people. Not to be in the exchange of a fight with other people, but be in the soul knowing of the self. That is what we're being pushed to do now, is to step above the ego, be be in a more compassionate, loving, forgiveness, acceptance, you know, of all is as is, instead of trying to control what other people are choosing. That's the difference.
Wow.
So the more we can navigate through that or rise above
it. So it's okay if I take my filter off and say what's on my heart.
You say what's on your heart, but we're not here to control their people's journeys and their path. It's about their choice. They get to choose.
Okay.
You know, and so, you know, someone had just had a session with me and asked me this question. She said, well, how do I go about stepping above the darkness? How do I go about stepping above the ego challenge of other people around me? And it's about standing in your own truth and forgiveness and compassion, love, all of it in a higher frequency. And really, when you do that, it empowers everybody around you to stand in their own empowerment of their own soul. So they rise up or they fall away because you're not lowering yourself to be there with them. You're just standing up here holding space. And it's very neutral. It's just a very neutral space to keep walking and doing your life every day as you choose. You know, I would say have fun and freedom. That's how I live every day, but that's my choice. And we all have that choice to choose
well,
how
I think
we
it's
wake
an
up and
choice.
Do our day. So it's about teaching people how to have fun and enjoy and just instead of worrying about what's going to happen at 1 o'clock or, you know, unless, you know, it's my podcast, of course. But it's one of those
no, your podcast is at 11:30 every Tuesday morning, and it's always live. And I do want to say, if anybody's listening and they'd like to call in, now's a good time. We'll put you in the queue. The number's 516-418-5651. But I also want to give our we've got 4 listeners online right now. I want to give you Elisa's number because if she resonates with you, you're going to want to reach out to her afterwards for a more in-depth reading. And her number, you can text her to set up an appointment, and her number is 407-432-7088. That's in our description. If you're ready to take the first caller, I'll bring Donna from California in.
Sure.
Donna, you're on with Elisa. Hi.
Hi, Elisa. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Thanks.
Well, around your energy, I feel this excitement. I feel like doors are opening and changes are happening for you. And they're good changes, positive changes. I think you were in idle for a while, and now things are starting to be in forward motion. I just feel excitement around you. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I don't know what the excitement's about, actually, but I do.
Oh, my goodness. Well, good news.
Positive.
I just hear good news. Good news.
Oh, my gosh.
And you've been, like, waiting for good news for a long time.
Yes.
I just see good around you and exciting news, and it's going to give you a breath of fresh air on life, because I feel like you've kind of been in the holding pattern for quite a while, and there's going to be like this, I keep hearing freedom of the soul. I don't know. That's something that's coming up for you, and you're going to finally feel liberated in yourself to be able to just do what you want to do and not have to worry anymore. So I don't know what that means. So something must be really big happening in California or around your energy in California or something really good. So I just feel positive, very positive. What?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. And, and I had a vision not too long ago. And I sat up in my bed, and all of a sudden there was like a tunnel. And this person was rolling in the tunnel, and then I saw him, and he was in all these robes, beautiful face, and no beard or anything, just beautiful face. And I was beaming with joy, and I didn't want to say anything to him because I didn't want him to disappear, but I felt his royalty, that he was of royalty. And then after, I don't know how many seconds or whatever, I felt enormous joy in my heart, and then he disappeared. So I feel like I'm very protected, too.
You're very protected. No. But I also see joy. I just see this joy coming around you, like excitement, a breath of fresh air, like a renewal. It's almost like everything opens, the kingdom opens. That's what I'm kind of seeing. I don't know what's going on in California, but something big's ready to happen this
morning. I'll let you know.
And that's seeing clarity about what it is. I just feel it. It's almost like this push, like something so good is going to happen, and it's so nice to have this feeling because it's better than the other way. I just feel something really good's ready to happen. Celebration and just freedom, liberating. I just feel so much good around you, and you know, positivity, hope, and I just see celebration. So I feel whatever it is, it's going to be big. I feel it's going to ripple out to many, 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 many people in all different directions. I don't know what that means. So I'm getting a reading for something that has to do with California and where you are located and everything around you. It's just like this kingdom opens up of beautiful, amazing. So I don't know how California's been lately, but it feels like the fog is lifted.
Oh, good.
Interesting. Yes.
Woo.
So you have a beautiful day and be excited about what we don't know about yet, but just know it's coming.
All right. I'll keep you posted. Thank you, Lisa.
That would be awesome, Donna. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Right, now I'm going to bring in Erica from Washington State. Hi, Erica.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Erica.
Can you
How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me, Erica?
Yes, I can hear.
Okay, I am getting a strong message. You've got to go hiking. Do you hike?
Oh, sure. No.
Okay, do you get outside in like into the natural, you know, energies of maybe being on a hike or being in nature? Because I feel like you need to go on a hike and not go alone, obviously, in some place like, you know, but go with somebody or go by yourself where you know that it's, you know, safe. But I just feel like you need to go on a hike. Get out into the nature and give yourself an uplift because I feel like you're kind of, you're in this situation where you're needing more direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel you're going to get more clarity by being in the natural energy of the frequency of nature because you're being held back by a lot of people talking to you or at you, and you're not having the clarity you need. You understand that?
Yes.
It's too much, noise. Okay, too much noise.
Okay,
it's almost like you're asking everyone around you what they think. And you need more clarity to be alone with yourself. To ask yourself the answers, and then you can go out there and ask the other people. I feel like you're being completely confused right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you need more clarity. And I don't know if you want to have a private session with me or not, but I feel like you need clarity about your path in life, where you're going, what you want to do, because you almost feel like you're throwing out ideas and giving it to everybody else to make the choice for you, and it's not giving you clarity because you're not listening to yourself.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it's more where hiking will give you that. It's almost like when you are hiking, you're not really thinking. You're kind of just going. And then messages start to come to you, and you're like, oh. And, you know, write it down or bring a dictaphone and speak it when they come to you because you need more clarity, but you need more self-clarity. And the only way you get that is by being alone with yourself in a higher frequency. And the higher frequency is nature. Okay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. Do you have any questions?
Well, I wanted to ask about employment because that has really, like in the past 2 days, really, I've been thinking about it a lot. And, but while I was waiting, in the queue, I got a call from a staffing agency, and they're like, hey, we have a job for you tomorrow if you want to start. And I was like, okay. She's like, it's just filing, like, paperwork. I was like, oh, that's so easy. So so I could just start tomorrow. And so, I don't know, I felt like I shouldn't worry because I feel like everything really kind of resolves on its own. Like, I don't know. I just think that it always happens to me, like, oh, there's no need to worry. Like, something will pop up. And it did, like, unexpectedly.
That's awesome.
Okay, well, while you're talking, I'm hearing that you don't need to be under people's conditions. You are to be in your own truth, okay? So it's about you knowing your own truth and not going out there with conditions. And I just see you're going to get more clarity of where you're supposed to go in the direction of your life when you get out into nature and start, because even if you bridge and bridge and bridge and bridge these employment opportunities, there's something more that you are so destined for, but you're not going to know what that is until you are really walking alone with yourself.
Yeah, I think it's law school. I've always known, like, since I was a little girl, I was new. I wanted to go to law school, but I just feel it's terrifying because it's so hard to even get in. But last month, I took the exam. Like, I'm just like, I'm just going to take it, and if I fail, it doesn't matter. I'll take it again. So I finally made that leap to where, you know what, I'm just going to try my best. And when I get into law school, like, I know that that's what I'm meant to do, because I just have that natural, like, enthusiasm for helping in terms of law.
That would be great. That would be great. I just see you needing more clarity, that's all. And we could do a private, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to call and have a session with me, you can, or you get the mm-hmm. message you need when you're walking. But I do see that you need more clarity, but I'm also being told that it's not to be placed on the air about all the things that you can do, because there's a lot of things you can do, and it's just more of a deeper guidance. But mm-hmm. you did come here with a lot of amazing, and asking too many people is clouding your vision, okay?
Okay.
All right, my dear. Well, you have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Erica.
You too. Yeah.
And I want to say thank you to Alisa. She gives Be Unique this show, and she is doing these mini readings for everyone for free at no cost, and she could just be sitting back saying, you know, you need to call me and pay this amount. But thank you, Alisa. I think it's just wonderful that you're doing this for us and for everybody in the country that's calling in.
Okay.
I'm going to bring in our...
I enjoy it.
I know you do. I know. And you're so good at it. I'm going to bring in our third caller and see who that is. What is your name, please? Hello?
Hello?
What is your name?
Hello.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was the third caller. So I was
where are you calling from?
Disoriented.
Where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
Okay. Well, you are on with Alisa.
Hi, Alisa.
So, hello. I'm hearing that you are very earthy and you're very creative and you can, like, create anything with those magic hands. You understand? You have a gift to utilize God's earth and create medicine and healing and everything else from the soil and teas, and you're just very magical. You can do a lot of things. And Spirit's showing me, like, you need to step more into that, because it's something that I don't know if you've stepped into that full gift of yours, but you're very gifted to create and to exchange and give gift to others in such a deep way. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I'm floored by what you're saying right now, because I haven't, I've completely thought the opposite.
Wow. Well, step into your gifts, girl. You've always, it's like, I think you're in your own way, and once you get the confidence to create what you know in your soul, because you have a lot of soul gifts that you really, I think you've always touched it, but you've never really fulfilled it. You have this knowing,
yeah.
And you know, it's like finding a leaf and knowing that this has medicinal properties, but you kind of just toss the leaf and think, well, I don't know. And then you pick up a leaf, and it's the same leaf, and you're like, this has medicinal properties. You're like, no, and you toss it aside. You kind of do that with your gifts, but if you really take that leaf and say, wow, this is medicine right here. This is something that can help people. I want to look more into it. I just see you getting so much more clarity of how powerful your gifts are and how you are going to be able to help people ahead with what you know in your soul. It's almost like you haven't opened up to your magic yet of who you are. You kind of got caught up in like the human title or I don't know, the human whatever, and not your soul gifts. And you are extremely gifted in many ways with creativity.
Oh my.
It will bring a lot of abundance to you, but gift a lot of people with your healing. Do you understand?
I do. It's funny you mention, like, it's not funny. It's primarily divine intervention right now. Two things. One, before I made the call or while I was waiting, I have a stack of actually 7 aloe vera plants that I've been trying to, like, rejuvenate. And the other day I was walking, just walking, and on concrete in chalk letters it says, you are gifted.
I love it.
And yeah, so that was just 2 days ago. And then with the medicinal properties, that's what I do. I for me personally, the teas, the, you know, the plants, everything is more holistic base. And what I, career-wise, that's where I'm blocked. And you're right, 110% right, completely blocked. The magic, I don't know how to access the magic where it's pure, sheer, knowing confidence, because there's too many not contradictions, but doubts that bubble and surface. And I don't know what to do, how to access that knowing and soul gifts.
If I can make a suggestion as a lifestyle. Sweta, if you can reach out to Alisa and have a private session with her, you'll be absolutely amazed. Her number is 407-432-7088.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much, Alisa.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
She
that
will.
Is just beautiful.
I see you gifting your gifts to so many people and doing it in a way that you haven't really opened to yet. But you know what? When you think other people can do it better than you, sometimes it's through that disappointment or the doubt or whatever, and you realize you could do it yourself better. So it's about going out there and getting, you know, just going with what you're being guided to intuitively. You're already realizing the soul messages. You're already realizing the gifts that the universe gives you, where it says you are gifted, and you are, and I see that 100%. And it's about you stepping into yourself fully, and you will be abundantly supported in so many ways, but you'll also be bringing healing to so many people. And a lot of people are out there waiting for you because of your soul gifts. Do you understand? It's also your human knowledge, but it's also your the invisible that becomes visible. That's what I see with you. It's so exciting. So absolutely, just open and ask to be shown, and you will. Like, you showed up on my show today, okay? That's how spirit guides you when you're ready to awaken. all the most amazing just shows up in your path and you don't even expect it. It's just walking in faith and trust. Okay?
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I can tell you
she's transformed my life.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you.
We don't meet
people
by accident. We meet people when it's time. It's time.
Oh. I'm going to call you guys back and, like, list everything that's happening.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon.
Oh.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. You guys are beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller is coming on the line. Who is number four in line?
Hi, this is Anne, also in Washington State.
Okay, well, we got a lot of
Hello,
Washington Stateers today.
Yay!
So, Anne, the first thing that came up is you have so many ideas, and you're all over the place with your ideas, and you got to stay focused.
And doing your ideas and making them happen, manifest them, create them, get them out there, do them. That's what I'm hearing. There's a lot of ideas you have and excitement around it all. I feel like you're trying to become your own entrepreneur or do something where you can, like, have your own business and your own life, doing it how you want to do it, but you haven't done it yet. What I'm seeing.
Are you there, Anne?
Uh-huh.
Are you just
soaking
it in?
Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, because I don't know what the business would be. I mean, it's because it's something that I don't think exists now, so it's creating really something that hasn't existed before. So that then I don't know where
okay.
to... Well, I want to start working with, probably I'll start working for other people before I start my own thing, so.
Okay, well, what
like
I'm hearing
said,
is
a lot of
so
plans.
Many ideas. There's so many ideas, and write down everything that comes to you. Because you
uh-huh.
know, like when you get messages of, you wake up in the morning, you're like, I have an idea. Maybe I should look for a job in this direction or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It actually is a message for you to be your own boss or to be in control for yourself. I see you taking a different direction than what you once had because people are kind of capping you out and holding you back from being able to do what you want to do with yourself. With
how
your ideas, when you bring down your ideas to paper, you're going to see how it all kind of interconnects.
Uh-huh.
And I just see ideas all over the place. So I don't know if you're just ignoring it and not really putting it to paper or not, you know. I just see you have tons of ideas and you're really not doing any of them. So it's more, I guess, you're supposed to be more in awareness that those ideas are to help you to be your own boss and have your own business and to do your own thing. And that's what I'm being kind of guided to tell you about, you know, when you receive these ideas, put them to paper. Because even though you don't always see the full puzzle, and this is so interesting that we're on this topic because I was thinking about this even in the journey. When
uh-huh.
we walk in faith and we walk every day not really knowing and not having a plan, but we just walk in freedom and fun and things show up, at least this is how I live my life, things show up that we didn't expect, but they are opportunities that lead us to better opportunities and bigger opportunities and amazing things that have been placed before me that I didn't know was even tangible for me to receive until I let go and surrendered and just kind of went on a gathering journey of little things every day that added up to the bigger picture. And this is really what the journey is all about, is we get messages of the magic when we just play, or we go out there and we just be. And it's very interesting to piece it all together. So that's all. I just feel like all these ideas that are coming to you, write them down, because you're not going to really understand it all until you look back and you see, like, wow, I actually put together an entire company. I didn't even know I was doing that. Because we don't always know why we get those ideas or those. And this is what I try to teach to people, is pay attention to the things that you that show up that we kind of, like, a thought. Or when we were talking to our last caller, and she's on a walk and she says, you know, she sees you are blessed, or you have whatever the message is, it's you're the gift, or whatever. It's because it's supposed to help direct you in little clues along the way to the bigger magic that's ahead for you. And everybody can do this in their everyday when they learn how to just be. So that's what I'm kind of getting around your energy right now, is for you to just be and receive and write down, and it will all show up and make a story for you to where you're supposed to go in your new company. But I do see you being in charge of your own company.
People think too hard. I definitely know that. I want that as the end result, but I don't know.
Well, when you look at
those are helpful steps.
When you look at the expectation or the end result, then you're going to miss everything in the journey of discovery. So just, like, whatever you choose to do with your past, just know that Spirit's trying to give you the messages. And I think you're kind of, like, not receiving it as how it's intended for you to receive. So just write things down as they show up. That's all. That's my message to you from Spirit, okay?
All right.
You do it however you want. That's just a message that's coming to me. Okay?
Well,
you get
thank
a lot
you
of
for
good
calling
ideas.
In.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the message.
We have three
welcome.
More callers, and we're going to try to get to you as quickly as we can. And we're going to end up making a longer show rather than a shorter show. Who is on the line with me now?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Tim, calling from New York.
Hi, Tim. Welcome. I think you've called us before,
Hello,
haven't
Tim.
You?
I think I have. I couldn't remember.
I think I recognize your
time.
Voice.
He's good. He's good.
Probably correct.
He needs more direction. He wants to know if he's on the right journey. And yes, you're on the right journey. Quit questioning and doubting everything you're doing.
Okay. I've been asking for some assistance, just trying to figure out where that journey is going
for
my next career.
It's not happening fast enough for you. It's just not happening fast enough for you. That's what Spirit's telling me. And you're getting impatient because you're pushing. Allow it to just unfold. It's going to, you know, you planted a lot of seeds, and it's just now it's about trusting the process of the bloom. Okay?
Okay.
So, and Spirit's telling me to keep planting seeds. Trust the process of the bloom. Because you have everything in place. You're just waiting for people to receive it or to say, go ahead. Get it?
Got it.
Okay. The word patience. It's coming like patience, okay? Because you're almost there. You're almost there. Just trust the process. I see like this box. Like the flaps are kind of over each other of the flaps of a box. And all of a sudden the little jack jumps out of the box and says, okay, we're ready. It's just almost time. You're just right there. And I'm hearing October for some reason might be, and I'm not always good with time, but October's coming up pretty strong. October's going to be a really good opening for you. I don't know if that is because it's a new fiscal year or whatever, but that is what I'm seeing where you're going to be able to blossom. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. I will stay
a little longer.
Keep the faith. You got it. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's see who our next caller is. Hello. Hello there.
Hey.
Can you hear? Hi, what's your name?
Tessa.
Tessa?
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina, but I'm originally from Georgia.
Okay, that's fine.
Hello, Tessa. Well, I feel like you're in a in-between right now of not knowing what direction to take with yourself. And you're kind of feeling like you're in limbo with your life. That's what I'm getting.
Sounds correct.
And life will happen when you make it happen. People are not going to come and bring you to where you want to be. You have to do it for you. Do you understand that?
Damn.
And you got to get out of your own way because you keep yourself waiting on others instead of doing it for you. It's about you taking the reins of your life and making it happen without other people having to approve whatever you choose to do. You get that?
Yes.
Okay. And if you want to go do something, go do it. You don't have to ask people permission. I feel like you want to go back to church or you want to be more involved with spirituality or do things for yourself, then go do it. Go do it.
You are so correct.
Okay, because other people's journeys are not yours, and your life path is not theirs, and they don't understand the way – okay, if something's really important to you, somebody else has a different direction of what's important to them, they're not going to see through your eyes the way you see
right.
through your eyes. So listen to your heart. See through your own eyes and make it happen and quit waiting on the others because they're never going to be there for you to have that push. You've got to make the push for you. And when you do, you're going to have like-minded people around you and you're going to feel like, why didn't I do this about 30 years ago? Why did I wait? Because the fulfillment that you're going to receive by doing you and having your life the way you choose to have it is going to be so fulfilling, okay? And it's time.
Okay.
Okay? For whatever reason, you're like that little girl who knows how to cross the street, but you still want someone to hold your hand, and it's like, girl, just look both ways and cross the street. You'll be okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so get out there and go follow your heart. You just have
All right.
a beautiful path ahead. Okay.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited for you,
You're
Tessa.
Welcome.
That's awesome.
Thank you. I'm excited also.
Yay. Let me know how everything shows up. You're going to be amazing out there, girl. You keep getting in your own way. Stop it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say goodbye, Tessa, and I'm going to bring in our next caller.
All right.
Hello there. Who's
Thank
this?
You. This is Catherine from New York. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hello. Oh, girl. I feel like you're just, like, sitting and waiting. I don't know what that means. And it's almost like you're stuck. That's the feeling I get. You're stuck. It's like you can't go outside.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do with yourself. I feel like you need to get unstuck.
I agree. I have some opportunities maybe overseas. Would that be the way to go?
I heard yes, but not now.
Ah, okay.
Okay. I feel like you need to wait a little bit, maybe like 4 to 6 months. I don't know why that's coming up, but maybe you understand that.
Oh, yes, I could understand that.
I'm here and just be patient, but right now you are really, you're showing me that writing for you
whether you're a writer or not, writing for you and bringing things to paper is going to be a great healer right now, and doing it outside is even better. You need the sunshine, the fresh air, and to get outside. You're stuck in a building or in a small space. It's just you're stuck. It's like you've got to get out there and have expansion to your soul. Like days of sunshine. You need to have the sunshine, okay?
I agree. Yeah.
You know, it's like your soul is like the flower. And when you go out there and you nurture it, you give it the nourishment of the sunshine and the water and, you know, the minerals. It just needs to have fresh air and flow. And I just see that so healing for you. But take a pad and paper with you because you need to write. It's part of your soul healing and reflection. And the answers will come to you through the flow of the writing. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing.
You need to pick me up because you're getting very, I feel stagnant, and you're not really a depressed person, but it's kind of like your spirit's kind of low. Okay. And it'll bring out the heightening of your soul when you get outside with the sunshine and the writing, because you're grounding and you're also expanding. And I just see your soul so needing that right now, and to smile and to feel, even if you did yoga or something, just to bring the smile back into your life, because it's like you're existing right now and not living. Do you understand?
Yeah, this kind of pandemic has really gotten to me more this year than last year for some reason, and I was supposed to do a project, and then that fell through. But I'll try to pick it up again, you know, next month might be better.
You're not supposed to worry. You're not supposed to worry. It's all going to work out. But it's about you getting out there and doing for you right now. You've got, even if you're by yourself and not around people, your soul needs to be outside. It's going to thrive that way.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Catherine, I'd like to add, sometimes when things don't go the way we expect them to, that's the universe saying, I want you to do this, but do it a different way. So think about your project and think about different ways that you can make it happen.
Thank you. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, just, I see you needing a little rebirth, girl, and life will take you amazing places ahead. It's almost like they're starting to become this flow and this opening. I feel in all of the universe. So I feel so much good, but I mean, it's just slowly, slowly awakening right now. And you're in this self-reflection and self-healing right now. This is the space that you're in, and you need to do the work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because ahead, you're going to be so much more elevated in a better place once you allow this all to take place with the flow of the energy outside and the writing. Something's going to come to you through that.
Wow. Oh, thank you.
Thank you for calling. And don't forget, if you feel like you need to reach out to Alisa at 407-432-7088, she can help steer you in so many different ways. I can't tell you how much she means to me because she's been phenomenal in my growth.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
That brings
Thank
us to another
to
end of the show.
With Intuitive Healer, Alisa
Thank
Nicole.
You.
Every Tuesday, Alisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's vunekee.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.